91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 20 degrees with light rain showers at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. Provincial police have made an arrest and death in late April of a 16-year-old Camelford girl. Tasha Levine was found dead on April 24th at the Emilyville Bed and Breakfast in Camelford. Police have charged the girl's mother, Cindy Levine, 46 of North Bay, with manslaughter and drug trafficking. The police investigation is continuing. Various union members rallied this morning in Toronto in support of 48,000 locked-out postal workers. The protest comes after the head of one of Canada's largest public sector unions said the Harper government is spoiling for a fight with labour. John Gordon of the Public Sector Alliance of Canada said back-to-work bills in both the Canada Post and the Air Canada disputes is triggering concern in union shops across Canada. The Tories are hoping to have the bill passed tomorrow if a negotiated settlement isn't reached before then. Waterlogged Saskatchewan is hoping Ottawa will help bail out communities affected by flooding. Premier Brad Wall says he has spoken with Prime Minister Stephen Harper about disaster aid and flood protection. Wall says there's been concern that some flood damage won't be covered because it's man-made.
So I was able to raise that with the Prime Minister and say, well, clearly these RMs wouldn't be cutting the roads if there weren't a flood. The flood's the cause. The disaster's the cause. And he said, well, you know, we'll have a look at that. He's already committed, as you know, to fund permanent works that we're doing, and we will be doing some to mitigate against further damage.
Saskatchewan farmers also need help because flooding is expected to leave about 2 million hectares unseeded this year. And Manitoba's agriculture minister says the impact of flooding in his province will mean $1 billion just in lost revenue from unseeded farmland. Stan Struthers toured flooded farm fields near Mileta yesterday, calling the scene a mess. He projects more than 1.2 million hectares of land will go unseeded, a scope he says is unprecedented in Manitoba and devastating for farmers in their communities. More information about the alleged torture of prisoners in Afghan jails could be made public by the Harper government as early as today. Ottawa may disclose thousands of pages of declassified records about the treatment of detainees and what the government may have known about any alleged abuses. A committee of MPs worked for months with two former Supreme Court justices to determine which documents could be released without endangering national security. U.S. President Barack Obama is unveiling plans tonight to start the drawdown of American forces in Afghanistan. Mark Smith has more.
The 8 p.m. Eastern speech caps months of discussions with advisors and commanders about how to wind down the war but not endanger the mission. Ultimately, though, it's the president who is, to borrow a phrase, the decider.
He is in charge of this process and he makes the decisions, and this decision will be the commander-in-chief's.
That's spokesman Jay Carney's way of saying Obama will balance the Pentagon's wish to keep combat units in Afghanistan against the public's clear war weariness. Defense sources say he's ready to announce a major withdrawal, a total of 10,000 U.S. troops out by year's end. Mark Smith at the White House.
Canadians will say goodbye to Betty Fox at a public funeral this Saturday in British Columbia. The mother of the late and beloved cancer-fighting hero Terry Fox died last Friday in Chilliwack at the age of 73. Betty Fox has kept variations of her son's 1980 Marathon of Hope going for 30 years, which have helped raise nearly $600 million for cancer research. The province is to announce a new funding today to train frontline workers to help women in the South Asian community deal with violence. The services will be available throughout the province in five South Asian languages. The South Asian Women's Center in Toronto requested the funding after Ottawa rejected its bid for money. The royal tour is quickly approaching and is causing some to recall the time another prince brought his young bride to the country. Allison Joan explains.
Prince William and his wife Kate are set to arrive in Ottawa on June 30th and travel to Quebec, PEI, Northwest Territories, and Alberta. Just as they're expected to draw large crowds, hordes of people tried to catch a glimpse of Prince Charles and Diana on their first tour of Canada in 1983. Royal expert Carolyn Harris says even though Charles did all the public speaking on the tour, Diana became the focus of media attention. She says because Diana didn't speak publicly, reporters strained to hear her informal conversations with Canadians at their events, and that got more attention than Charles's speeches. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press.
Quinty West, OPP, are reminding the public to use 911 in emergencies only. Since January 1st of this year, they have received 574 911 calls, with 495 of those calls being non-investigative. 911 should not be dialed in calls such as directory assistance, information on school closings, directions and hydro outages, and so on. Police say those calls needlessly take resources away from genuine emergencies. For non-emergent calls, there is a 24-hour toll-free number as well as local detachment numbers in the phone book. Central Hastings OPP also urges the public not to save 911 in your speed dial, as some phones will pocket dial the number. A Toronto organist has broken the Guinness World Record for a marathon involving the church organ. Jacqueline Sadler at Eastminster United Church had to play for longer than the previous record, which was 40 hours and 3 minutes. She began Monday and finished early this morning. During her marathon, Sadler went through the church's 900-page hymn book at least twice. That's 91X News to 1205. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
Winnipeg is officially getting its NHL team. The league's Board of Governors unanimously approved the sale of the Atlanta Thrashers to True North Sports and Entertainment. It was the final hurdle to the team had to be cleared before relocating to the Manitoban capital. Now the team needs a name, a logo, and a final decision on who will be the head coach. And Winnipeg's mayor doesn't like the idea of its new NHL team being named the Manitoba Jets or Manitoba Moose or Manitoba whatever. Sam Katz said it would be a mistake for True North Sports and Entertainment to drop Winnipeg from the team's name. He points out all NHL teams in Canada are named after the city they are located in, but admits the city has no control over the decision. The Winter Classic is reportedly staying in Pennsylvania. The New York Times says the New York Rangers and Philadelphia Flyers will play the annual winter game at Citizens Bank Park, the home of the Phillies. It will also remove the usual date of New Year's Day to January 2nd to avoid the NFL schedule. The game was played at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh last year. It's award night in Las Vegas for the NHL. Anaheim's Corey Perry, Vancouver's Daniel Sedin, and Tampa Bay's Martin St. Louis are up for the Hart Trophy as the league MVP. And Vancouver's Roberto Luongo, Nashville's Pekka Rinne, and Tim Thomas of the Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins are nominated for the Vezina as the top goalie. Canada's Milos Raonic has a second-round date with Gilles Muller at Wimbledon. If he wins, it will probably mean Raonic plays Rafael Nadal in the third round. Nadal is also in action along with Andy Murray. Zach Stewart's second start in the big leagues didn't go nearly as well as his first. The Jays rookie was knocked around for 5 runs on 10 hits in just 3 2/3 innings as the Atlanta Braves downed Toronto 5-1 last night. Left-hander Jojo Reyes will try to help the Jays avoid the sweep in the series finale in Atlanta this afternoon. The Yankees are at the Reds. They play a doubleheader in Cincinnati today. Elsewhere this afternoon, Pittsburgh hosts Baltimore. Tampa Bay visits Milwaukee. The Dodgers welcome Detroit to L.A. and San Diego is at Fenway to take on the Red Sox. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell remains optimistic about reaching a labor agreement with the players after meeting with the owners. Goodell says he's encouraged that talks are ongoing.
Players and owners are talking to one another, negotiating, and I think that's a positive step. And hopefully we'll all be successful in reaching an agreement that's fair and balanced for everybody.
The CFL exhibition schedule continues tonight on two fronts. The defending Grey Cup champion Montreal Alouettes visit the Tiger Cats in Hamilton. Later on, BC hosts the Saskatchewan Roughriders. The regular season gets underway June 30th. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, 91x weather. Today, cloudy, showers beginning late this morning, ending late this afternoon, then 40% chance of showers. A risk of a thunderstorm early this afternoon with a high of 20. Tonight, cloudy with 40% chance of showers early this evening. A few showers beginning after midnight with a risk of a thunderstorm overnight. Temperature steady near 17. And tomorrow, cloudy with 40% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon. A few showers beginning in the afternoon with a risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening. A high of 23. And Friday, yeah, you guessed it, showers and a high of 22. At 12:09, it's 20 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.